Kevin, obviously Stan was at the game Tuesday. Did things heat up in the last day and a half here?
Having him in the building, was an opportune time to talk. But, you know, there obviously is lots of conversations, as I've mentioned many times over, that different general managers have. But, Stan reached out and said if you ever get to that point of where, you're looking at moving him, as did many general managers, that was something that he wanted to be a part of. So, we had some conversations, and obviously today was a very busy day, and I would say the bulk of what transpired in the last 24 to 48 hours.
When did you get to the point where you knew you were going to trade Andrew?
Well, it's the economic realities and uncertainties of the National Hockey League and the cap system and the way that, the salary cap is constructed. There was lots of variables that we knew, may come into play. And certainly, you have to make your projections moving forward on many different, levels. So it was something that I've had many conversations over the last couple of weeks. With Andrew's representatives, and certainly understood where they saw the marketplace, and for us it was a decision that we didn't take lightly, and certainly we as an organization can't thank Andrew enough for what he's done and how he's handled himself, and certainly even up to today when I talked to him how professional he was. You don't just simply replace your captain, but I think that this group here will continue to forge ahead and work hard, and other leaders will emerge.
What do the Jets get out of this deal?
Well, the Jets, from our standpoint, obviously, we've got a young prospect in Marc Odano that, has skill. He competes hard. He's, a young player that fits, the direction that we want to go. He goes to the hard areas. He can play, up and down, the lineup. Certainly as a young player, all young players will have to earn their way, into the higher echelons of the lineup. But, I had the fortune of watching a few of his games last year when he was with Columbus and in the National Hockey League and seeing what he brought to the table, some of the plays that he made. So he'll compete. He's excited about being a part of our organization and getting a chance to play. Obviously, Chicago's a deep organization, and they were maybe looking at him replacing some of those players as time went on, but their window is right there for them right now, and again, getting the first round pick was a big bonus for us, but a big key component of the trade as well.
What was that conversation like for you with going back with Andrew all the way to Chicago and then coming into Winnipeg as both of you started this thing with the Jets?
Well, I think that those things are private moments that you have. I think we've shared a lot of memories. Really in a time like this, there's probably a lot of emotions and things running through his mind. And we said we'll catch up at some point in time down the road and get a chance to really sit down and see where things are at. But we'll reminisce. But again, it's about moving forward here and about the opportunities that present themselves with the group we have here, and the road we have in front of us.
What are the travel plans for Marco?
He was with Rockford in the American Hockey League, and they were in Cleveland. So he'll take a car service into Pittsburgh and should meet us there tomorrow afternoon.
You lost Brian Little today. Now traded Andrew Ladd. Is the message to your fans that the rest of the season is now about the future as opposed to the playoffs?
Well, I think the message to the fans is that we're going to compete each and every night to continue to push this organization forward, both on the ice and off the ice. A very unfortunate incident today, and an emotional one in its own right with respect to the news about Brian Little. This game is a game, and when you see someone that is hurt in any form, certainly in a form that he was, it's not taken lightly. And all our best goes out to him for his recovery, and that's the unfortunate part of the game. But from a group in there, like any team, you have to battle through those things, and this will give an opportunity for someone else to step up and play.
Have there been any decisions made on the captaincy?
We haven't really talked about that. This is not something that has been in the works to the extent where, you know, I could sit down, or Paul and I sat down and said, what's that plan? But again, not a decision that is taken lightly, and Paul and I will have the opportunity to discuss moving forward.
Is the expectation, though, that you'll have a captain again this year?
You know, I would say that's premature to say, but, you know, again, until, you know, Paul and I can sit down and talk about it, it's, you know, it's not something that, again, it wasn't something that has been planned for, you know, a week or 2 weeks that we were moving, you know, Andrew, so this isn't something that we have discussed yet.
Yeah, did you feel that this was a distraction to your team, or it had become one in recent weeks, the uncertainty surrounding what was going to happen with Lad?
Well, certainly you guys did your job in asking questions each and every day, even though the answers probably never changed, because, again, in this business, you know, it's hard to, you know, to give the answers that everyone wants to hear on a daily basis. But the players are professionals. There's, I think it was mentioned, you know, by whether it was Andrew or one of the players, or Buff, or maybe it was another unrestricted free agent in another market that is going through the same things, is that at some point in time in every player's career, these things do happen. Whether you're an RFA that you know, is going into the end of his entry-level deal, or a UFA, all these players have gone through this. It's really the, you know, I guess the professionalism that each of them are, you know, instilled. And I think our guys handled it, you know, extremely well, whether it was Buff or whether it was Laddie. I don't think you ever had a moment in time where you thought that, you know, they weren't, you know, giving everything that they possibly had or distracted.
Can you give us an idea how many teams came calling when it became clear he was on the market?
You know, again, a fair question, but it's something that I think, out of fairness to other general managers and the process that is involved, it's really not something that I want to get into, because, you know, again, that's maybe how names get out, or different things get out that, you know, might have been offered or might not have been offered. So this is a very, you know, difficult job to do, and from a standpoint of keeping the confidentiality. So from that perspective, you know, again, just very fortunate to do the deal that I did with Stan.
Everyone expected that this was coming, or do you expect to be busy leading up to the trade deadline still?
Well, again, it's there's lots of conversations that will probably take place or have taken place already. But again, I think a deal like this one here might, you know, certainly do some things for the marketplace as far as set some other things in motion, maybe. But you know, at this point in time, you know, just you know, we'll regroup as a staff. My staff will come into to Winnipeg after the Pittsburgh game, and you know, we'll look at the different options that may present themselves, and you know, we'll take a look at anything that we can to continue to push this organization forward.
What do you remember most about Andrew's time with this organization, Kevin?
Well, again, he's a you know, he's a special person. Certainly, from my standpoint, you know, I do remember you know, the different conversations that we've had, you know, over the course of time when the organization, you know, first moved here, you know, and again, there's lots of ups and downs. But I think the thing that I'll remember most, you know, was the opportunity to give him a hug the night we clinched the opportunity to go to the playoffs, and just know how special it was for that group of guys, and special for the development of this organization, you know, that all the players in that room got to experience that.
Why was it important for Fraser and Harrison to be part of the deal?
You know, again, I think there's lots of components to the deal from a salary standpoint, and you know, again, there's lots of things within negotiations that'll stay, you know, private.
Speaking of salary, can you confirm that you're retaining 36%?
36% of Andrew's salary.